It was Hubert Lane's mother's idea that the Outlaws versus Hubert Laneites feud should be abolished. "Christmas, you know," she said vaguely to William's mother. "The season of peace and goodwill. If they don't bury the hatchet at this season, they never will. It's so absurd for them to go on like this. Think how much happier they'd be if they were friends." Mrs. Brown murmured, yes. And Mrs. Lane continued, "I've thought out how to do it. If you'll invite Hubie to Willie's party, we'll insist on his coming, and we'll invite Willie to Hubie's, and you insist on his coming, and then it'll be all right. They'll have got to know each other, and I'm sure have learnt to love each other." Mrs. Brown said, yes, again, because she couldn't think of anything else to say, and so the matter was settled. When it was broached to William, he was speechless with horror. "Him!" he exploded fiercely, when at last the power of speech returned to him. "Ask him to my Christmas party? I'd sooner not have a Christmas party at all than ask him to it. Him! Well, then, I jolly won't have a Christmas party at all." But William's tempestuous fury was, as usual, of no avail against his mother's gentle firmness. "William," she said, "I've promised." She sent an invitation to Hubert Lane and to Bertie Franks, Hubert's friend and lieutenant, and to Hubert's other friends, and they all accepted in their best copperplate handwriting. William and his outlaws went about sunk deep in gloom. "If it wasn't for the trifle and the crackers," said William darkly, "I wouldn't have had it at all, not with him." His mood grew darker and darker as the day approached. The prospect of the end of the feud brought no glow of joy to the outlaws' hearts. Without the Hubert Lane feud, life would be dull indeed. The outlaws and their supporters, as arranged, arrived.